Welcome to Moberly Area Community College, everybody, here on a Saturday afternoon. Ben Wittenstein, Austin Ward with you for a fun state quarterfinal matchup between the Cairo Bearcats and the Van Far Indians. We also have the Cairo Lady Bearcats coming up next. They will be facing Clopton as part of this doubleheader for state quarterfinals Saturday on 97.3 FM and CentralMoInfo.com. Austin, this is going to be an exciting matchup on the boys' side and girls' side. We'll start with the boys' side first. The Bearcats come in at 20-7 on the season, and the Van Far Indians at 21-7. What are you expecting from this game?
It should be really fun. It should be a very competitive game. Obviously, Van Far, the defending state champions, they've been here before. This Cairo team certainly has not. And, you know, you get through the district tournament, you get through that buffer game, so to speak, of the sectional game. Now you're here, one win away from making it to the Show Me Showdown. Should be pretty competitive and fun game.
A lot on the line for both teams this afternoon. We'll take a break. I had a chance to talk to Cairo Bearcats head coach Nick Zanker and Van Far Indians head coach Pat Conaway, and you'll be able to hear our conversations coming up in 90 seconds here on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com.
Coach Nick Zanker. And Coach, now that you've had a little bit more time to look back at that state sectionals game, what did you like about the way your team played in that one?
You know, I thought we were really resilient. We had the big lead early, and Iberia did what they do to everybody, and they pressured us, and they kind of put on a run. We were down 1.5. We were down by 4 points with about 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, and I didn't think our guys ever lost belief that they were going to win that basketball game. Offensively, I thought we shared the ball really well, and we had four or five guys in double figures. And I don't know if that was necessarily our best defensive game of the year, but in the fourth quarter when we needed to get stops, we got stops. And I feel like that's always a sign of a championship caliber ball club.
Now you're going to have about 2 days. You have about 2 days between the sectionals and the quarterfinals. What's the process for you like, and the process for your kids as well?
We came in, and yesterday we did a lot of shooting, shot some free throws. I got on the gun a little bit, but, the kids are tired, not just physically, but emotionally. It's a grind to get to this point in the season, so we didn't want to wear on them too much. We watched a little bit of film yesterday, just on some things that we did against Iberia and some things we've done in the past, really focusing on ourselves and what we need to do better and what we do well. Tonight we'll be a little bit more back to normal, start going through some Van Far things, watch some Van Far film, and then get into the gym and just kind of start to prepare. Not only for what they do, but again, we've just been real big all year on doing what we do well. So again, that's probably going to be our main focus, is just to try and continue to do what got us to this point.
Talking to Cairo head coach Nick Zanker ahead of their matchup in the state quarterfinals. And Van Far, a team that's obviously won the state title last season. What are the challenges they're going to pose to your team on Saturday?
Well, number one, like you said, they've been there and they've done that. And there's nothing that we can do to combat that. We understand they're going to be a confident group. We understand that they've been there before. They're very athletic. The two Johnson boys, one at the point guard and one inside, are two of the better athletes that we've seen all year. Wilburn boy, number 10, shoots the ball exceptionally well. They're very well coached. They show you multiple defenses from the full court, 1-2-2, with constant pressure. They'll show you some run and jump. They'll get after you in the half court man-to-man defense. So, again, probably the best opponent that we played all year. But when you get to this point in the year when there's only 8 teams left in the state, I mean, that's the way it's supposed to be. So we are definitely excited, and I feel like we're up for the challenge.
Now, it's not going to be an exact home game for you guys, but it's going to be right down the road. And we talked a little bit about this after the game on Wednesday night, playing at MACC, a place you've actually played before this season as well for the holiday shootout. How nice is it for you to be able to play there, going to be close to Cairo, an easy trip for the fans, and pretty much close to home?
No, it will be nice. Like you said, we played there already once this year, so we're familiar with the facility. Our kids do a lot of things in the summer with camps there and shootouts and things like that. As for being, close to our fans, I don't think it would matter if it was 5 miles away or 500 miles away. I think the Village of Cairo is going to be there in full force regardless. So I think we'll have a pretty good show on the fans.
All right, Cairo head coach Nick Zanker. Coach, thanks so much for joining us.
All right, thank you very much.
Here on Regional Radio, as we preview the state quarterfinal matchup between Cairo and Van Far, talking now with Van Far head coach Pat Conaway. And Coach, now that you've had some time to review some of the tape on your Milan game, what did you like from the way your team played in that one?
I really liked the way we kept our composure, handled their pressure pretty well. We really were in attack mode the whole night, and you know, inside we were a little more physical than them and really utilized that to our strength. And, you know, just pleased the way the boys played and stuck to the game plan.
Now, as you head into this one against K-Row and had some time to practice and talk with your team, what's going to be some of the focus for you heading into this one?
You know, one of the main things is from what we've seen, we got to make them uncomfortable. When they're comfortable in the half court and they're moving the ball around the arc, they've got good shooters, you know, they got bigs inside. You know, we can't let them get comfortable. You know, they're at most spots a little younger than us, you know, with some freshmen and sophomores that they have playing quite a bit. Hopefully we can use that to our strength, you know, our experience from being there last year. But they're a very good ball club and very big and talented, and it is definitely going to be a chore for us to come up there and get a win. And, you know, it's going to be like a road game. That's what we're trying to prepare for, with K-Row only being 5 miles away and the boys and girls both playing. You know, they're going to fill that place. So it's going to be a tall ask, but we're going to have to come up and, you know, try and be ready.
Talking with Van Far head coach Pat Conaway. And as you mentioned, it's somewhat of a home game for them, but MACC, not a strange place for you as well. That's where you won your quarterfinal game last year to go to the state semifinals. And obviously not an advantage being at that place, but how nice is it that you've been there before, you've been in a big game environment there before last season?
Yeah, you know, and that's what we're hoping is going to help. You know, and Coach Reddy and I put our schedules together several years ago. And it's one of the reasons, you know, twofold. You know, one, obviously being from Moberly and graduating at the high school there, it's always nice to get back home and play a game. But we wanted to get our kids in the MRMC shootout, and we were able to do that for about 4 years. And it's one of those where you plan things out and you know that MACC is the last step if you can ever make it to a Final Four. So it was good to get our kids' games on that court and being able to play last year. And you know, we're used to the big game environment, so hopefully, you know, we can use some of that to our strength and advantage.
Talking with Van Far head coach Pat Conaway, and you mentioned you want to make them uncomfortable. What are going to be some other keys for the team to get the win?
You know, we got to shoot the ball well. We haven't been shooting the ball well from the free throw line lately, or really, you know, for the most part of the year, and from the three-point line. You know, we know we can, you know, score inside. We've got bigs, we've got athletes, and points in the paint has been a strength of ours all year, but we've got to do some, you know, some little things better that we haven't been. And, you know, we need to take how we played against Milan and even play better if we're going to have a shot at beating K-Row.
Van Var head coach Pat Conaway. Coach, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Welcome back to Moberly Area Community College here from Moberly, Missouri. We're getting set for the state quarterfinals between K-Row and Van Far. Ben Wittenstein with you here on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com. Austin Ward next to me. I want to thank a couple of our sponsors for helping make this broadcast possible. Pathway Memorial Funeral Home, Dubert Enterprises, Thomas Motors, Valentine Insurance Agency, Subway with two locations in Moberly, Waters Funeral Home, Jensen Auto Body, Harbison Walker International, and County Market, all of Vandalia. As we go through the starters here for the Van Far Indians at MACC, it'll be Verdell Johnson, Caden Wilbur, Verlin Johnson, Trey Miller, Trayson Caldwell, and those are your starting five for K-Row. They will go with Jacob Davis, Bryce Taylor, Gage Wilson, the freshman, 5'8 junior Colby Hale, and the 6-foot senior Alex Zykin. Let's just start with him for a second, Austin. Alex Zyke, the leading scorer for K-Row. We saw him go for 36 in the district championship, 8 three-pointers in that game. He's going to be a crucial point for K-Row.
Yeah, simply without him, it would have been hard for them to win that district championship game, but it especially would have been hard for them to pull away from Iberia in that sectional game without his performance. So he's going to be huge for these Bearcats today.
Should be a fun one as both teams announcing the starting lineups. The both team schools come out in full representation. Obviously, with K-Row being about 10 miles away from MACC, they have packed their side of the stands. Van Far packing their side of the stands as well. I want to thank everyone for listening. Again, some more of our sponsors: Martinsburg Farmers Elevator of Martinsburg, Country View Nursing Facility of Bowling Green, and Rawls County Mutual Insurance in Center. Don't forget, after this one, we're going to have the girls' K-Row game against Clopton. Austin Ward will have the call from that. But right now, as we get set here in the state quarterfinals, K-Row and Van Far, a trip to the state semifinals on the line. Cairo is looking for their first state quarterfinal win, Austin, since 1970. Van Farr looking to go back-to-back to the state semifinals. They are the Class 2 reigning state champion. At center, it'll be Gage Wilson tipping with Berlin Johnson. The tip is won. It's tipped into the hands of Van Farr, and we're off here in the state quarterfinals from MACC. Van Farr moving it left to right on your radio dial, wearing their white uniforms and bright green trim, black lettering. Left wing is Verdell Johnson on the drive, in the lane, a floater bouncing off back rim and out, ball tipped into the hands of Caldwell. Offensive rebound put back, blocked by Jacob Davis, into the hands of Cairo.
We saw this against Iberia. Cairo has got to rebound today to beat this Van Farr team.
Size will certainly be a factor here in this one as Cairo moves it right to left. Van Farr, all five of their starters over 6 feet tall, but Cairo can counter that with the 6'6 freshman Gage Wilson and the 6'5 junior Jacob Davis, who has the ball top of the key for the Bearcats. Swings it right side for Kobe Hale. Cairo at 20-7 on the season. Taylor right of the lane, kicks it back out. Hale top of the key. He'll attack left side to the basket. Layup bouncing off to the right. Rebound Van Farr. Here come the Indians. On the right side is Caden Wilbur. Hands it off to Verdell Johnson. Verdell swings it left side for Trey Miller, the leading scorer and leading rebounder Van Farr at 15 points a game, also 7.5 boards. He stands at 6 foot as a junior. Ball moving around the arc. We're a minute 15 here into the first quarter of the state quarterfinals. Scoreless tie. Verdell, three from the corner, short, gets his own rebound on the baseline, hands it off to Miller. Follow away block, but a foul called on Alex Zeich. And we'll see our first free throws of the game. The first foul called on Alex Zeich. That's his first, team's first. And to the line is Trey Miller, shooting 64% from the free throw line this season. His first free throw is good, and we have our first point of the ball game. Van Farr ahead, 1-0. Six double-doubles on the season for Miller. He had a career-high 28 in early February against Missouri Military Academy. And our first substitution for Van Farr, Colin Wilburn checking in for Trayson Caldwell. So we'll have Caden and Colin Wilburn on the court as some full court pressure by Van Farr. Cairo able to break it across the timeline with Zeich on the right side. Zeich on the high right side as he directs traffic, looks towards his coach Nick Zinker on the sideline in his first season at the helm for the Bearcats. Zeich on the drive in the lane, layup through contact, no foul called. Rebound Van Farr. Here comes Caden Wilburn. Left side Miller open for three on the wing, and he knocks it in. Here comes Cairo, right to left. Scoreboard issues here early on, and they finally have it correct. 5-0 is the lead for Van Farr with 5:50 to play. Davis lobs it inside for Wilson. Layup, no, but a foul. And the freshman going to the free throw line for Cairo, trying to get the Bearcats their first points of the game.
Kind of a risky pass, but he had good accuracy on it. Gage Wilson just barely missed that shot for an and-one opportunity.
5-0 Van Farr, 5:49 remaining here in the first as Gage Wilson at the free throw line, and he knocks down his first free throw. He's a 41% free throw shooter and actually recently named an honorable mention in the all-conference listings for the CAC. Cairo had four of those players listed, and Alex Zeich, Kobe Hale, and Jacob Davis were all named all-conference as Wilson misses the second and the rebound Van Farr. 5-1, Indians the lead in the ball left to right. Left wing is Miller. Swings it in the corner for Caden Wilburn. Down low for Verlin Johnson. Hook shot, no. Too long. Rebound, Cairo. Zeich the rebound. He zips across midcourt to the right wing. Back up top, Colby Hale. He'll attack left side. Hop steps, goes up. Blocked. Ball loose on the baseline. Out of bounds. And it will remain with Cairo. Last touch by Van Farr. But Austin Cairo seemed to try to penetrate inside against a tough and a tall Van Farr post defense.
Yeah, they're being very aggressive. You wonder if maybe they try to get some of these bigs in some foul trouble, but
inbound to Davis, and Davis knocks up a short jumper. And it's 5-3. Cairo down two. Van Farr with the ball with 5:10 remaining here in the first. Miller triggers a three from the corner. That rattles in. Trey Miller has 8 points here with 3 minutes into the first quarter, and it's 8-3. Van Farr the lead. Bryce Taylor for Cairo bounces it down low. Wilson back to the basket. Double team finds Jacob Davis on the left block, and he gets a layup to go.
There again, Cairo being really aggressive, getting it in the post, working it in the paint, seeing what they can do.
Miller, left corner three again. He hits that one! Trey Miller, 11 points, all 11 of his team's points, and it's 11-5. Van Farr the lead with 4.5 to play in the first. Zeke on the other side, working his way to the basket, missed the layup short, and on the rebound, Verlin Johnson fell to the ground, and that'll be a travel. And the ball back to Cairo. Trey Miller, he had a game-winning bucket last year at this exact place with 1.5 seconds remaining to send his team to the state semis. Zeke, left corner, three is good! And Cairo is going to rely a lot on their senior Alex Zeke in this one to score some points. 11-8, Van Farr by three, it's the Indians' ball. Berlin, right side, goes up for a layup, missed it short, rebound Cairo. Hale, lead pass, Gage Wilson in the lane, to the basket, no, but a foul. Nice transition offense there by the Bearcats. And Gage Wilson taking his second trip to the charity stripe.
It was, and a wise foul for Trey Miller, too, to make Gage Wilson earn these in the line.
4:09 remaining. First free throw hits the front of the rim and then bounces forward and in. Wilson with 2 points. It's 11-9. Van Farr with a two-point lead. As Bryce Taylor checks out, Isaac Brockman checks into the game. Second free throw, Wilson off to the left and rebound Berlin. And here comes Van Farr up two with 4:05 to play here in the first. Some half-court pressure being put on by Cairo. Van Farr able to break it. Wilburn into the corner for his brother. Caden Wilburn's three is good. 14-9, and Van Farr is lighting it up from downtown. They normally shoot 25%. From the three-point line, but so far they have hit all but one of their three-point shots. Brockman, trouble in front of the Van Farr bench as he gets his pass tipped out of bounds.
And to that point, Ben, I think it's important for Cairo to keep this as close as they can right now because Van Farr obviously not going to shoot like this the entire game.
It'll be Hale inbounding right in front of the Van Farr bench to our left with 3:35 to play. Lob inside, Davis back to the basket, squares up, kicks it back out, Hale left wing. He pumps on the drive, a floater in the lane off to the right, and the rebound Van Farr. They're up five and can extend their lead here. Wilburn pumps, kicks it in the left corner for Miller. He pumps, now hands it back off. Caden, three, off short, and rebound Jacob Davis. Hands it off to Brockman, and the freshman will bring it across midcourt. Angles towards the right wing. Left-hand dribble, kicks it left wing for Hale. Hale looks back to his head coach, Nick Zenker, for the play call as the clock now approaching 3 minutes left to play here in the first. It's a 14-9 Van Farr lead. Hale straight away. Lobs it to the free throw line for Wilson. He's looking for a teammate, finds Zeke on the drive, and Zeke loses control, and Van Farr with the steal. Verdell will bring it up. Right-hand dribble across midcourt. Angles towards the right wing with Zeke on him. A 3-2 Cairo zone. Into the corner is Caden Wilburn. On the drive, hands it off. Verdell open for three from the corner. Takes it, missed it short. Davis skying for the rebound for the Bearcats. Hands it off to Hale up the timeline. Swings it left wing for Zeke. Open for three. He'll take it. Too hard off the heel and the rebound loose. And picked up by Jacob Davis. Cairo a second chance. 2:20 to play here in the first. Right wing over to Hale. And Hale will reset the offense. 14-9, Van Farr, the five-point lead. Cairo the ball as they move it right to left. Hale leans over the dribble, swings it left wing for Brockman. Free throw line pass to Wilson, back to the basket for the freshman. Picks it off right wing Hale. Hale lobs it right block Wilson, back to the basket one-on-one. Backing in, still backing in, and he travels as he tries to pivot towards the baseline. The ball turned over back to Van Farr. We have another Van Farr substitution. Sam Middleton will check in for Verdell Johnson. And Jacob Davis and Alex Zeke checking out for Cairo. Bryce Taylor checking back in. And Caden Warren seeing his first time here in the state quarterfinals. Minute 45 to play. Van Farr up 14-9. It's ball left to right. Middleton high right side to Miller. Back to Middleton. Middleton looks towards his head coach, Pat Conaway, for the play call. Conaway in his 10th season with Van Farr. Middleton, foul line pass, almost tipped away by Brockman, and he gets it loose. Breakaway for Brockman, left side layup, up and in. Defense there by Cairo leading the points. It's 14-11, Van Farr now by three. into the corner, Miller. He'll let fly a three again and knocks it down. 14 for Trey Miller. It's 17-11, Van Farr. They're shooting lights out, Austin.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, for Cairo to kind of keep within striking distance here, since, you know, Van Farr, they're shooting at a very high clip, but it's almost too high. So if Cairo can keep this, like I said, within striking distance, it's very much still a ball game.
Warren up top, bouncing at free throw line. Brockman lobs it right block for Wilson. He's double teamed, nowhere to go. Goes up through contact and puts up an easy layup.
That's a tough shot for Gage Wilson. There was a ton of contact. He puts it right in. Good shot.
Making it look easy out there for the freshman as he averages 10 points a game. He's got four here in the first quarter, and it's 17-13. Van Farr by four with 30 seconds to play in the first. They're going to hold it here and try to get the last shot. Van Farr at 21-7 on the season. Again, the defending Class 2 state champions from last year as they beat Hayti in Springfield. Miller, left wing. He's open, pumps, curls inside, kicks it out. Wilburn, right wing, three is good. He connects with that one with a hand in his face. 20-13, Van Farr by seven with two, with one to Warren at the buzzer. Baseline jumper bouncing, and it drops, and they're going to count it. And that'll give Cairo some momentum into the second quarter, and they make it a five-point game on that buzzer beater to end the first by Jayden Warren. We'll go to a break and be back in 60 seconds here from MACC in the state quarterfinals on Glory 97. Quick first quarter in the books here from the state quarterfinals from Moberly Area Community College. Only three fouls called in that entire first quarter. It's a 20-15 Van Farr lead over Cairo. Cairo will start with the ball here in the second as they move right to left. Davis left of the lane. Turnaround jump shot, missed it short, and the rebound Van Farr. Ben Wittenstein, Austin Ward with you here in the state quarterfinals. The winner moves on to the semis down in Springfield next week. Cairo fans, the student section loud, because we're only about 10 miles from Cairo here at MACC. Van Farr hot from downtown in the first quarter. We'll see if they continue here. Miller three-point shot connects, picking up right where they left off. And Miller has 17 points, and his team leads 23-15, 45 seconds here into the second.
Hey, he's just playing incredible basketball, and he just seemingly can't miss right now, and that does a lot when you're playing with that kind of confidence.
He's only a 20% three-point shooter this season, and he's hit five so far. As the ball tipped out of bounds by Van Farr, it will remain with Cairo. Hale, the inbounder, right in front of the Van Farr bench to our left. Off to Taylor, now to Colby Hale. It was a hot start for Cairo against Iberia in the sectionals. They went on an 11-0 run, but here struggling to find the basket. Hale, left wing, hands it off for Zeich. He'll curl to the top of the key, back to Hale, left baseline, stops, gets it inside for Wilson, and a layup on the right block for the freshman.
That's a really good feed. That's exactly the kind of shot that Gage Wilson wants to take.
Right corner three, Wilburn missed it off the heel, rebound loose, and a foul called. I think this is going to be on Miller as he came from behind on Wilson, and he bumped him a little bit on that rebound. That'll be Miller's first, or excuse me, his second, team's third. And Cairo now down 23-17, has a chance to cut down into the Van Farr deficit even more, as Miller has to check out with two fouls, and Dylan Miner checks in for him.
That's huge for Cairo to get him off the floor.
Football pass to Wilson across the timeline. It's tipped out of bounds. Taylor, the quarterback in that situation, trying to find Wilson streaking down the court.
Yeah, you know, they got lucky that it went out of bounds, but that's an unnecessary pass. That's not one that Carroll wants to take.
Far sideline inbound for the Bearcats. Hale, the inbounder, looking for someone. Gets it up top to Taylor. Back to Hale on the right wing as he looked towards the sidelines to get a play call from his head coach, Nick Zenker. Hale, free throw line to Wilson. The freshman kicks it out for Zeich on the left wing. 6:20 to play here in the second quarter. 23-17, Van Farr's lead as Cairo has it right to left. Hale on the right wing, lobs it for Wilson, right block, back to the basket, turns, pumps, goes up, and he puts it in, Jacob Davis. And Cairo now pulls to within four. Verdell Johnson, pass across the timeline to Caden Wilburn on the right wing. Back up to Verdell.
Back to Caden, into the corner for Verlin. Back to Verdell on the right wing as he directs traffic. Up top, Colin Wilburn. Now to Caden Wilburn. Verlin Johnson left to the lane. Up top for Colin. He lets fly a three straight away. In and out, no. Rebound tipped loose on the baseline. Van Farr saves it. Verlin right side underneath the basket. Reverse layup in. And a timeout called by Nick Zanker. Van Farr goes up 25-19 with 5.5 to play in the second. We'll take a 60-second break and be back with more here from the state quarterfinals on Glory 97. Out of the K-Row timeout with 5.5 to play here in the first half. A 25-19 Van Farr lead over K-Row. Ben Wittenstein with you. Austin Ward next to me from Oberlin Area Community College. State quarterfinal game as K-Row starts their possession facing a Van Farr press. Hale to Davis, back to Hale as he mishandles the pass, gets it right back over the timeline. K-Row in a bit of a scoring funk. Van Farr been lighting it up from downtown, and they've been starting to pressure K-Row down low as well. Here's Zeich, top of the key, bouncing it left wing. Taylor, he'll trigger a three and connects. Bryce Taylor, we saw him go off for 5 3-pointers in the state sectionals. Hits his first three-pointer this afternoon to make it 25-22. K-Row by three. The Indians moving it left to right. Verlin, free throw line, dives towards the basket. Layup in and out. No, tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Van Farr. K-Row gets it back.
K-Row is very lucky to come away number one without points for Van Farr. Number two with the ball is Verlin. They left him wide open.
He was surprised that he was so open at the foul line. He just took it to the basket and it swirled around the rim and out. So here come the Bearcats down three. They can tie it up with 4:45 to play in the first half. Hale leans over the dribble by the timeline. Man-to-man defense for Van Farr right now as he swings it over to Taylor on the right wing. Back to Zeich straight away. Lobs it for Wilson underneath, and he's hitting foul down low. He was being fronted by Colin Wilburn. Wilburn at 6'3", Wilson at 6'6", so he does have the height advantage down there, and I think K-Row trying to manipulate that right now. Baseline inbound as Caldwell checks back in for Colin Wilburn for Van Farr, and Miner checks out as well. Middleton checks in for the Indians. Baseline inbound for the Bearcats, right of their own basket. Haley inbounder. Looking. Finally lobs it to Davis in the left corner. Back up to Taylor on the wing. Inside for Wilson. Goes to the basket. Missed it short, but a foul call. And to the free throw line for the third time this afternoon will be Gage Wilson. 4:26 on the second quarter clock.
Gage Wilson has done really good today from that right block spot. He hadn't been able to convert as many as he'd like, I'm sure, but he's getting to the free throw line when he doesn't.
Makes his first, and Brockman will check in for Taylor. 25-23, K-Row down by two. Second free throw from Wilson is good. He goes 2 for 2 from the line. He's got 8 points, and it's a one-point game. Van Farr the lead. As they move it left to right, Verdell hands it off to Caldwell on the right wing. He'll hand this off to Caden Wilburn. Lots of handing off at the top of the key into the hands of Verdell. Hop steps left side, follow a jumper bouncing off the rim and out. Offensive rebound, Middleton put back is in. 27-24, Van Farr by three.
Hasn't been as big of a problem as it was against Iberia, but still, by my count, 4 offensive rebounds for Van Farr, just something you can't allow to happen.
Yeah, rebounds were certainly an issue, especially on the offensive side for K-Row. 3:45 to play in the first half. Hale, right wing, swings it to Davis on the left wing. Jabs right, attacks left. Back to the basket, now squares up. Pulls up from 10, missed it long. Tipped out of bounds by Van Farr. Will remain with the Bearcats. As Bryce Taylor checks back in for Brockman. It'll be a baseline inbound for K-Row. Hale left of his own basket, the inbounder. Into the corner, Taylor, he's open on a three, missed it long. Zeich skying for the offensive rebound, now tied up underneath the basket, and a jump ball called. Possession arrow favors Van Farr. That's Taylor's spot. They got him where he wanted.
And credit Alex Zeich for coming in there and forcing that jump ball. Virtually came out of nowhere. Good effort.
3.5 to play here in the second quarter. 27-24 is Van Farr's lead, and it's ball. As Verdell has it high by the timeline straight away. Swings it left wing, Middleton into the corner, Caldwell. Swing pass right wing, Verdell open for three. Long shot, and he connects. Verdell, his first 3 points tonight. Here's Cairo. Taylor, 10-foot jumper is good. In transition, a nice smooth jumper by the sophomore. And it's back to a four-point Van Far lead with 3 minutes to play in the third, in the second. Right wing is Caden. Swings it up top, Verdell. And no one home on the pass. A miscommunication and a bad turnover by Van Far. Cairo gets it back down four. And a timeout called by the Indians. Full timeout. We'll take it with him. 2:52 remaining here in the second quarter. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on Glory 97. I want to thank a couple of our sponsors for helping make this broadcast possible. Rawls County Mutual Insurance and Center, Bank of Cairo and Moberly, Ricketts Farm Service of Salisbury, Shelbina and Cairo, and Siders Insurance and Real Estate Agency of Moberly and Madison. 30-26 is the Van Far lead over Cairo with 2:52 to play in the first half. Ben Wittenstein and Austin Ward with you here on Glory 97 or online at centralmoinfo.com. State quarterfinal game from MACC in Moberly. Cairo will start with the ball out of the timeout. It'll be Hale across the timeline. Over to the right wing for the junior. Scoreless so far this afternoon. Lobs it down low for Wilson. Can't come up with the pass. It's tipped out of bounds by Van Far. And it will remain with Cairo.
They tried to feed it to Wilson to that exact spot that he's been working throughout this game. And Van Far is going to want to defend him well down there.
Hale out to Davis, left elbow, back to Hale, left block, back to the basket, trying to square up, a hook shot with the right hand, bouncing off to the right. Van Far the board. 2.5 to play here in the second. Van Far up four as Verdell saunters across midcourt. Left wing Caldwell into the corner, Middleton. Back to Caldwell on the left wing. Up top it goes Caden Wilburn. Swings it to Verdell on the right wing. 3-2 Cairo zone. Inside Caldwell. Back out Caden. On the drive. Wilburn. Jump shot from 15. Missed it short. Gets his own rebound. Goes up again. It's blocked out of bounds by Jacob Davis. It remains with Van Far. But there's that post presence by the Cairo defense. They've got Wilson at 6'6 and Davis at 6'5 underneath the basket. Middleton the inbounder. Right of his own basket. Kicks it to Caden, back out Caldwell, open for three, doesn't take it. Instead, hands it off to Middleton. Back to Caldwell, pass into the corner, deflected by Hale, trying to save it out of bounds, but back to Van Far. We're now under 2 minutes to play here in the second. Van Far 30-26 over Cairo. Verdell, top of the key, swings it left wing for Wilbur. Back to Middleton on the right wing. Middleton going against Zeig. Van Far's offense slowing down a little bit. Usually like to play fast. Zip pass inside. Verlin Johnson blocked away. Gets it right back. Ball loose and a foul called. I think they're going to tag Zeig with this one. And indeed they will. That will be his second personal and team second. Very few fouls called in this one. Two team fouls on Cairo, five on Van Far with a minute 37 to play here in the first half. Baseline inbound Van Far. Middleton into the corner, Wilburn. Trying to drive right side back to the basket. Kicks it back to Middleton in the corner. Now back out, it goes to Verdell, and he'll reset the offense. Back to Middleton, right wing. Up top, Verdell, open for three. Takes it, and it bounces off the rim and out. Verlin, offensive rebound. Put back blocked by Davis. And a foul called underneath. An offensive foul on Van Far. I think they're going to get Caldwell on this. And Cairo gets it back, down four with a minute 21 to play in the second. That's going to be the second on Caldwell. Team six, full court pressure by the Indians. Davis finds Wilson, middle of the court, still in the backcourt. Hands it off to Hale, and the Cairo point guard will advance into the front court with a minute 10 remaining. Calling out a play with the left hand, wiping his shoes, and now he's going to work. On the deck, the ball goes, spinning in the lane, Hale. Fallaway jumper missed to the right, and the rebound, Van Far. Interesting offensive possession with 60 seconds left. Verdell stops at the foul line, kicks it right corner. Wilburn for three, way too long. Rebound tipped out of bounds on the far sideline. Last touch by the Indians, and Cairo gets it back.
Yeah, I think Cairo's certainly going to want a better offensive possession this time around than that last one.
52 seconds to play. Inbound goes to Jaden Warren. Double teamed in the backcourt. Back to Davis the ball goes. He still has to advance with a left-hand dribble. Still in the backcourt, finally advances. And a whistle and a travel on Davis as he brought it across the midcourt line. A turnover back to Van Far with 43 seconds to play in the second. Austin, Cairo's had so many opportunities to tie it up here, and they haven't been able to do it.
Yeah, they haven't. You know, credit Van Far on that possession as they forced Jacob Davis to take it up the floor. Certainly not a situation that he's used to being in, just forced to travel.
3-2 Cairo zone. As Verdell Johnson bounces the ball with the right hand right by the timeline. Swings it right to Middleton, back to Verdell. 30 seconds to play here in the second quarter. 30-26 Van Far lead. Into the corner, Miller. Pumps on the three, kicks it left wing for Milburn. Back to Miller. And he'll reset the offense. Van Far trying to hold it here for the last shot. Double team on Verdell, back to Miller left wing. Back up top to Verdell. Swings it right wing for Middleton, back to Verdell. Now back left wing Milburn, back into the corner. Miller hits 3-point shot, is good. He has been automatic from downtown this afternoon. And that'll do it for the first half. 33-26, Van Far by 7 as the teams go to the locker rooms. And Trey Miller has 20 points after sitting a majority of that second quarter on the bench with two fouls. We'll take a break and be back with more analysis coming up next here on Glory 97. Back here at halftime from MACC, 33-26 is the Van Far lead over Cairo. As we go through some first half statistics, it's on the Cairo side. Alex Zeich, 3 points. Jaden Warren with 2. Jacob Davis has 6. Gage Wilson leading his team in points with 8. Bryce Taylor with 5 and Isaac Brockman with 2. On the Van Far side, Verdell Johnson with 4. Caden Wilburn with 6. Verlin Johnson with 2. Sam Middleton with 2. And they are led in scoring by Trey Miller, who has 20 points for Van Far. He has gotten 6. I'll say that again. 6 three-pointers in that first half. He has just played a tremendous game. And most of his shots have been from the corner or from the deep wing. And he has just played a tremendous job, or done a tremendous job, for this Van Far Indians team. I want to thank a couple more of our sponsors. Siders Insurance and Real Estate Agency of Moberly and Madison. Rouncey Classic Country Barn and Grill of Cairo. Ryan Roebuck, State Farm Insurance Agency of Macon. Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia. Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. Samaritan Hospital of Macon and Seidenstricker's, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. We're going to take another quick break, and after the ads, we'll hear from Austin Ward what he thinks about this first half from Cairo and Van Far, and then get his preview on the Cairo-Clopton girls game. All next. Welcome back. Halftime at MACC, 33-26 is the Van Far lead over Cairo. Austin Ward with me, Ben Wittenstein here. And Austin, just get your thoughts on that first half. It was a little sluggish at times towards the end. Both teams kind of slowing things down. But Van Far scoring easily, especially with Trey Miller. 6 three-pointers for him. But Cairo looking like they had to work very hard for every basket.
They did, and there was certainly some miscommunication at times. But to be down 33-26, I certainly don't think this is a bad spot for Cairo whatsoever, because they haven't really been able to get much of an offensive flow outside of maybe Gage Wilson, whereas Van Far has really been in that flow. You know, obviously, Trey Miller probably not going to make 6 three-pointers in the second half. So to be down 33-26, I do not think this is a bad spot to be for Cairo.
You have the Cairo-Clopton game on the girls' side coming up. What are you expecting from that one?
It's a really close matchup. It's two teams that have been here before. Cairo made the Show Me Showdown last year. They made it twice in the last 5 years. Clopton, you know, the second to last time that Cairo made the Show Me Showdown, Clopton was there as well. Clopton won there. They met earlier this year in this exact same building. Clopton won that one by 1. You know, 23-4 Cairo, 26-3 Clopton. Everything just matches up really well, and it could be a very fun one on the girls' side.
That's coming up next. That'll be on Glory 97 or online at CentralMoInfo.com. Like Austin said, directly after this, 33-26 is the Van Far lead over Cairo. We'll be back with the third quarter next here on Glory. thank some of our sponsors, Pathway Memorial Funeral Home, Dubert Enterprises, Thomas Motors, Valentine Insurance Agency, Subway with two locations, all of Moberly, Waters Funeral Home, Jensen Auto Body, Harbison Walker International, and County Market, all of Vandalia. Back here at MACC for the state quarterfinals, 33-26. Van Farr, the lead over Cairo. Ben Wittenstein with you and Austin Ward next to me here on Glory 97 or online at centralmoinfo.com. And now will be the Cairo Bearcats moving left to right, down seven to start the second half. It'll be Colby Hale leading the point. Drives down the right side of the lane, goes up, a high layup off the window and in, and Cairo starts the half on a high note.
Yeah, it's very important for Cairo to come out immediately, put points on the board, and see what you can run through that.
Van Farr moving it right to left on your radio dial. On the drive is Wilburn. Left side, his scoop layup missed long, and the rebound, Wilson. Cairo down five, lead pass to Taylor in the right corner, and he traveled as he tried to drive it past Miller, shuffled his feet, and the ball back to Van Farr, and that was something we saw in the first half, Austin, was Cairo having an opportunity to cut into a lead or tie it up, and they turn it over.
That's a real tough break. Good idea by Bryce Taylor, good thinking, but just got a little too ahead of himself.
So Van Farr now with it, up 33-28, 45 seconds here into the third quarter. Winner moves on to the state semifinals in Springfield, Missouri next week. Van Farr, the defending Class 2 state champions from last year, and Cairo trying to win its first quarterfinal since 1970. In the left wing is Miller. He was hot from downtown, 20 first half points. Down low it goes to Colin Wilburn, and he puts up a high layup over Jacob Davis. 35-28. Van Farr by seven once again. Taylor in the right corner for the Bearcats. Cairo moving it left to right. Left wing Alex Zike into the corner. Davis finds Taylor on a slip pass in underneath the basket. He goes up, gets his layup blocked, hands it off to Hale. Attacks the rack, left side layup. No, but a foul called. And Colby Hale to the free throw line where he shoots 55% on the season. Hale to the free throw line. He, so far tonight, only 2 points, but he's really been more of a facilitator.
That's kind of the role he plays. He's a really good ball handler. He passes very well. As he missed the first free throw, these free throws are going to be huge in the second half, as we've seen many times in the last week or so. But
Hale also recently named All-Conference in the CAC. Second free throw missed short, 0 for 2 from the line, and the rebound, Verdell. Van Farr can go up double digits with a three-point shot here. 6.5 to play in the third quarter. 35-28, Van Farr's lead and its ball. Wilburn on the pump, left of the lane. Fallaway jumper from five, missed it long. But his brother, Colin Wilburn, picks up the rebound. Put back, no, as it's blocked out of bounds. And it will remain with Van Farr. The Indians have three sets of brothers on the team. The Wilburn brothers, the Johnson brothers, the Caldwell brothers. Baseline inbound for Van Farr as Verdell gets it in the corner. Miller finds Caden Wilburn. Three, left wing, connects. That three-point shot has been falling all afternoon for Van Farr. They're now up 10, 38-28 with 6 minutes to play in the third. Hale on the right wing into the corner for Taylor. Cairo needs a basket here. They do not want to let Van Farr extend its lead anymore. Van Farr, a great team when they have the lead. Inside Taylor, back to the basket, squares up, pumps, goes to the rack, and gets it blocked out of bounds, but a foul called. And Bryce Taylor going to the free throw line for two shots. This one going to be called on Verlin Johnson, his first, team's second. And Taylor to the line. He's a 72% free throw shooter, one of Cairo's best at the line, and he sinks his first. He's got six so far today. Second free throw for Taylor, in and out, and a rebound Van Farr, Verdell on the board. 5:45 to play, 38-29, Van Farr's lead. Verdell picks up his dribble right wing, up top for Caden. Gets it poked from behind by Hale, and a foul called. That'll be the first team foul on Cairo, and the first personal on Hale. As the inbound coming for Verlin, right in front of his own bench to our left. And now they'll switch it up. It'll be Colin Wilburn on the inbound pass. Into the corner, Caden. Zips a pass inside Miller. Hop steps, left side layup. Over a 6'6". Wilson is good. Off the window. Miller with 22 and a timeout called by Cairo. 40-29. Van Far by 11, its largest lead of the game with 5:32 remaining in the third. We'll take a 30-second break and be back with more here on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com. High school hoops. Today's game leads the Show Me State's basketball pinnacle, Show Me Showdown 2019. This year's Class 1, 2, and 3 Boys and Girls Basketball Championships will be held March 7th, 8th, and 9th at the JQH Arena and historic Hammond Center on the campus of Missouri State University in Springfield. See what March Mayhem is all about at Show Me Showdown 2019. For game information, log on to misha.org. 40-29 is the Van Far lead with 5.5 to play here in the third quarter. The state quarterfinals on regional radio. Ben Wittenstein and Austin Ward next to me. It'll be Cairo's ball and facing a full court Van Far pressure. Hale in the backcourt. Pass over the timeline to Wilson as he hands it right back off to Hale. Man-to-man defense for the Indians, and Cairo struggling on the offensive side for most of this afternoon's game. Up top, Wilson. Right wing it goes to Zeich. Zeich back up top, Hale open for three. He pumps, goes down left of the lane. Floater, right hand, missed it short, and the rebound, Van Far. Here comes Verdell Johnson. Over the timeline, left side, almost poked from behind, keeps his dribble. Into the corner it goes for Wilburn, back up top to Verdell. And they'll reset the offense, under five now to play in the third. Colin Wilburn up top. To Miller, left wing, he's open for three, doesn't take it. The junior already with 22 points so far today. Up top, Verdell swings it right wing for Caden. Caden into the corner. Bouncing it right block. Underneath for Miller. Blocked by Wilson. And here comes Cairo. Hale, right wing Taylor. Inside Wilson. Back to the basket. Double teamed. He's tied up. And a jump ball called. And the arrow favors Van Far.
This is a stage of the game here where Van Far can really start pulling away with this one. This is a huge stretch where Cairo has to play good defense, and they've got to get a bucket.
They won all of their district games by double digits. They beat Milan by 12 in the sectionals as a three from the corner by Wilburn is missed short, but the offensive rebound goes to Colin Wilburn. Back out to Caden. Into the corner, Miller. Three from him, and that's good! Three, number seven for Trey Miller. He's got 25. And it's 43-29. Van Far ahead with four to play in the third. Taylor in the corner for Cairo. Up top, Hale finds a cutting Zeich in the lane. Through contact layup blocked away by Colin. And Van Far on attack again. To Caden, right wing. Dribbles between the legs. Back to Colin. Open for three. He'll pump in. Reset it back out to Verdell. As he leans over the ball with 3:30 to play here in the third quarter. 43-29, Van Far's lead. And it's starting to balloon here in the third. Verlin, top of the key, looking for someone, puts it on the deck, swings it into the corner for Caden. Finds Verlin, back to the basket against Wilson, curls to the basket, blocked from the weak side by Davis, into the hands of Hale. Here comes Cairo, lead pass to Zeich, left wing. He'll get it back up top to Hale, open for three, steps into his shot, and that's off to the right, and the rebound, Verlin. Van Far on the run again, out to Verdell. Up the right side of the court, crossing over at the elbow, kicks it out. Caden, three from the corner, rattles in. Caden Wilburn with 12. It's 46-29. Van Far ahead big with 2:59 to play here in the third of the state quarterfinals. We'll take a 60-second break and be back with more here on Glory 97. See, after a Cairo timeout, Van Far on a run, 46-29. With just under 3 minutes to play in the third quarter. Cairo moving it left to right. Jaden Warren into the game for the Bearcats. Gets to Brockman in the corner. Back to Warren up top. Swings a pass left wing, Jacob Davis. Zips a pass to Brockman, left block. Back to Davis at the free throw line. Davis now will attack. Hop step, gets the ball stripped, gets it back to the basket. He goes, layup is in. Nice job, Jacob Davis, being able to hang on to the ball after it stripped away for a second. 46-31, Cairo down 15 with 2.5 to play. And Austin, Cairo still not out of it. They have more than a quarter to try to work themselves back in.
Not by any means. If they can start knocking down some shots, get better on the defensive side, they're not out of it by any means, but certainly a large gap.
Jaden Warren trips up Middleton. That'll be a foul on Warren, his first, team second.
15, that buffer zone. It's a huge difference between being down 10 and being down 20.
Absolutely, as Warren and Wilson check out, Hale checks back in along with Brockman. Davis, Taylor, and Zeich, the others on the court for the Bearcats. Inside pass, Caden bounces it left block for Verlin, and he gets fouled on a layup. And Verlin Johnson to the free throw line. He's a 46% free throw shooter. The 2:14 on the third quarter clock. Remaining. 46-31 is the Van Far lead as the officials bounce it to Verlin Johnson for his first free throw. And the first free throw is up, and it's in. Officials for the game today, Jamie Hughes, Chris Ackman, and Matt Lucas. Second free throw for Verlin. He's got four double-doubles this season. As his free throw's off to the right, rebound tip picked up by Davis as he saves it from going out of bounds to Hale. And Hale gets it poked away, gets it right back in the backcourt, back to Davis. And it goes back to Hale, and he'll advance. Left of the lane, pass Taylor, ball above his head as he dribbles into the corner. Now terminates it, finds it cutting Zeich, left side layup, blocked at the rim by Verlin. Davis gets it back, his putback drops. 47-33, minute 50 to play here in the third. Van Far's lead as it goes right to left with the ball. Verdell on the right side, going against Brockman in the lane, lobs a pass right side, Verlin, layup blocked from behind, but a foul. I think they're going to get Davis with a body. And that will be the fourth team foul on Cairo and the first personal on Davis. First free throw for Verlin is good. Defense intensity picking up a little bit, Austin.
For sure, and it's just a tough break. That's a tough foul there. It had to have been on the body because we had a clear vision of the ball. There was no contact with the arm, but tough break, but these are important. It's an important spot of the game. Cairo has to score.
Verlin goes 1-for-2 from the line again. Here's Hale for Cairo on the right side. 48-33, Cairo down 15. Right wing is Brockman, lobs it to Davis, back to the basket through a double team, ball tipped back out to Taylor. Now it goes to Brockman right wing. Finds it cutting Hale at the free throw line, spins, pumps as he swings it right block Taylor. Backing in, kicks it out to Zeich. Zeich bouncing a left wing for Hale as a Pat Conaway aggressively clapping from the sideline for his team's defense. A minute 10 remaining here in the third. Zeich jabs right, attacks left, kicks a left wing Hale, lobs it for Davis, back to the basket, through a double team, goes up for a layup, it's blocked out of bounds. And it will remain with Cairo with a minute to play.
This Van Far defensive presence, the front court specifically, has really given Cairo some fits, and that's the area of the game where more likely than not, they dominate. So to give Van Far the edge, huge disadvantage for Cairo.
Zeich holds it high right wing, and three-point shooting hasn't been connecting for Cairo either. That was a huge catalyst in their win against Iberia in the sectionals. Hale right wing with 40 seconds to play in the third. Up top, Brockman. Cairo probably trying to hold for the last shot here in the third. Hale on the wing again, looking inside, lobs it for Davis. His man fronted him. Now triple team turns, layup, in and the foul. Going to work is the 6'5 junior Jacob Davis. For his and one free throw, he got that through a triple team.
That was an unbelievable shot. Like you said, it's triple team, three guys all over it. And he still was able to complete the shot. He converts the and one here. That could be sort of a spark that Cairo needs.
48-35. Davis trying to close the deficit even more with this free throw, and he connects. 48-36. It's a 12-point Van Far lead with 28 seconds to play in the third. Davis, one of the three Bearcats named to the all-conference team this season. Full court pressure, Cairo. Van Far, the inbound, goes to Caden. He clears out along with the Cairo defense. Pass across the timeline to Miller straight away. Attacks the basket, kicks it left corner. Collin, his three on the way, and that rattles in. Man, Van Far is just knocking it down from downtown with 10 seconds to go. Brockman in the corner, 51-36. Van Far is ahead. Hale on the drive, a floater off to the right. Verlin the rebound for the Indians. with two and with one. And that'll do it for the third quarter. 51-36, just as Cairo was trying to crawl back. Colin Wilburn hits a three from the corner to go up by 15. We'll take a 60-second break and be back with the final quarter here from the state quarterfinals on Glory 97. Starting the fourth quarter from the state quarterfinals here from MACC, it's 51-36. Van Farr with the 15-point lead over Cairo. It'll be Cairo ball to start the final quarter with a trip to the state semifinals on the line. Hale will advance into the front court for the Bearcats as Cairo moves it left to right. To the right wing he goes, lobs it to the free throw line. Davis lobs it underneath for Wilson as he's bumped from behind. And a foul call. This will go against Colin Wilburn. That'll be team's fourth. And that will be Wilburn's fourth as well. Baseline inbound for Cairo. Hale, the inbounder, left of his own basket. A whistle. And a foul called on Colin Wilburn. That's going to be his fifth. He will be out of this game if that indeed is on Colin Wilburn. And Colin Wilburn will be out of this game with five fouls. And that will be the team's fifth.
He's a physical presence down low, so to eliminate him from the last 7:47 is something Cairo could certainly try to exploit.
Yeah, he started this season. He's coming off the bench to end the year for Van Farr, but he, like you said, he's a huge part of that post defense. The inbound, it's Hale on the right wing, up top to Taylor, back to Hale on the wing. 7.5 to play in the game, 51-36. Cairo down 15, it's ball. Hale up top, lobs it right block. Davis, double on the ball as he trying to turn, puts up a shot through a double team, missed it short, and the rebound Van Farr. Do you like that they're going down low? It seems like they maybe try to come back with some three-point shots.
I definitely like them going down low right now after Wilburn fouled out, but at some point, you've got to just generate offense any way you can. You can try from distance, just see what works for you. But Cairo, slowly but surely, running out of time.
Van Farr playing a stall right now with 7 minutes to play. It's Miller up top as he'll hand it off to Caldwell on the wing. He'll dribble it back up top and hand it right off to Verdell right by the timeline. Taylor tight on him as Cairo plays a man-to-man. Verdell to the right wing for Caden Wilburn. Up top, Caldwell. Colin Wilburn just fouled out moments ago. As Verdell drives in the lane, loses the control, picks it back up, a whistle, and a timeout called by Pat Conaway for Van Farr. 6:35 on the clock, 51-36. We'll take a break with him. Be back in 30 seconds here on Glory and CentralMoInfo.com. Out of the Van Farr timeout, it will be Indian ball. 51-36 is their lead as they inbound underneath their own basket. It'll be Verdell, the inbounder, right of his own basket. Lob pass up top, tipped by Zeich into the hands of Caldwell. Cairo could have had a steal there. But Van Farr gets it back with 6.5 to play. Verdell left wing, bouncing it into the corner. Miller double-teamed immediately. Back out to Verdell on the wing. Miller has been hot. 25 points for the junior today. 7 three-pointers. Caldwell passes it back to Verdell, and this is a classic stall offense by Van Farr, up 15 as we approach 6 minutes to play. Caldwell into the corner. They leave him open as he tries to attack. Instead, passes it back out. Wilburn finds Miller, back to Wilburn on the wing. Up top, Verdell. Dribble handoff, Caldwell circling to the right wing. Hands it that off to Wilburn up top. He'll hand that one off to Miller. Now a foul called on Bryce Taylor. That will be the team's fifth and Taylor's first, so they still have two more fouls to give. Or one more foul, I guess, before free throws. Verlin, the inbounder, far sideline. Off to Caldwell, now to Verdell on the left wing. He'll dribble it to the right wing, hands this one off to Wilburn. Clock at 5:40 now to play in the game. Handoff goes to Miller. Now by the timeline to Verdell, and Cairo not fouling right now, still letting plenty of time work off the clock as Van Farr working a pretty good stall play right here. And just like that, Caldwell travels. Took one too many steps, and Cairo gets it back.
I was just going to say, probably want to see an increase of intensity from Cairo if they're not going to foul, to try to interrupt these passes, force a travel, something. But really, Cairo kind of just allowed him to stall right there.
So Hale will bring it up for Cairo, left to right. Bearcats down 15 with 5:15 to play in the game. Hale, left wing. He's open for three. He'll take it. That'll be long, and the rebound goes to Miller for Van Farr. He was open for three, but Hale, only a 32% three-point shooter. In the lane is Miller. Lobs it down to Verlin, tipped out of bounds, but last touch by Alex Zeich as he tried to tip it away, and the ball remains with Van Farr with 4:57 to play. Inbound to Verdell, back out to Caldwell on the right wing. Into the corner for Wilburn. Van Farr again going to run their stall. Indians trying to make it back to the state semifinals for the second year in a row. And a foul called on Colby Hale. That'll be the team's sixth and Hale's second, excuse me, his third. So next foul that Cairo commits will be a 1-1 for Van Farr. 4:44 to play, 51-36. Indians still by 15. Into the right corner, Caldwell. Through a double team, back to Verdell. Free throw line pass Miller. He'll kick it out left side, Wilburn. And right now, Van Farr just playing catch and a foul called.
You know, and kind of what I mean there is just that the Cairo defense is just setting back. And if you want to be more aggressive in this situation and try to intercept a pass and just... Van Farr just stalled off a good 30 seconds and Cairo didn't really contest it.
Right. If you're going to foul, you might as well try to foul sooner, I would imagine. Try to give yourself as much time to come back as possible. So at the line is Trey Miller for a 1-1, a 64% free throw shooter. His first free throw is good, and it's just been his day. 26 points for Van Farr's leading scorer. Nearing his season and career high of 28. Second one is in. He's got 27. And it's 53-36 as he hits both from the line. Jacob Davis, the inbounder for Cairo. Moore, full court Van Farr pressure.
Cairo obviously too has to increase the intensity on the offensive side too. They don't have a lot of time to make up a pretty big deficit.
Hale across the timeline. You're right. We'll see if they have a quick trigger three. Taylor driving right baseline. He stopped, pulls up from 10, hits front rim, hits back rim and out. And the rebound, Van Farr. And you'd think immediately Bear Cairo would try to foul. Here's Verdell crossing over across the timeline. Into the lane, and now he's fouled. 4 minutes exactly on the clock here in the game. And to the line is Verdell Johnson. He's a 57% free throw shooter. As a team, Van Farr is a 57% free throw shooting team.
Yeah, certainly not automatic, so it's not a bad strategy from Cairo. It's just that...
Free throw off to the left.
I think right now on the offensive side, it's the biggest issue. They just haven't been able to score at a consistent rhythm.
Rebound went to Cairo, so here's Hale. Hands off to Zeich. Long three from him. It's good! Alex Zeich trying to trigger a comeback, 53-39 with 3:49 to play. Timeout called by Van Farr, by Cairo. We'll take it with him and be back in 30 seconds. Out of the Cairo timeout, 53-39. Van Farr has the lead with 3:49 to play here in the game. State quarterfinals on regional radio from MACC. Appreciate you all joining us here on a Saturday afternoon. We'll have the girls' Cairo and Clopton game coming up next. Van Farr, the inbound to Miller. Miller double-teamed at the timeline, passes it back to Wilburn, and he gets it out to Verdell on the left wing. Skips the pass right wing for Miller. See if Cairo tries to foul, and they don't as Wilburn attacks. Now they get it back to Miller. He'll drive in the lane. Back to Verdell. Now gets it out by the timeline to Wilburn. Three-point line, it goes to Miller. Now back, it goes to Wilburn at the timeline. That's not going to make Zenker happy because he was wide open. No one was trying to do anything, and then finally foul Caldwell.
And
but again, Austin, they let 45 seconds off the clock.
If you're going to foul, why wait for 45 seconds after they get the ball? Why not just as soon as they take it across the timeline, foul them? I don't get it.
You're going to need as much time as possible to make this comeback. Down 14 as Trayson Caldwell is at the line, a 50% free throw shooter. Broke his hand during football season in the fall. Has to work on his touch for the rest of the basketball season, and right there, missed it long. Here comes Cairo. Hale, lead pass to Zeke on the left wing. He's been their hot three-point shooter. Back to Hale, spinning in the lane, puts a shot up, blocked at the rim by Verlin Johnson. Into the hands of Verdell, and a foul called. Verlin Johnson has been lurking underneath the basket all afternoon. And he's gotten a couple blocks, and none bigger than the one right there with 3:06 to play. Verdell Johnson at the line. He's got 3 points today. First free throw is in. That was the 10th team foul for Cairo, so he gets two shots. Middleton will check back in. Hale will check out for Cairo. And Warren will check in. Second free throw on the way from Verdell. It's off the heel, rebound tipped into the hands of Miller. Offensive rebound for Van Farr, and the ball's poked away by Warren, but it goes out of bounds, and the Indians retain possession. That is something Cairo just could not afford, down 15 with 3 minutes to play. Van Farr the ball back as they inbound in front of their own bench. Verlin the inbounder, up top to Miller. Miller spins away from Taylor as he goes down the right side and kicks it back out for Wilburn. Wilburn drives back out to Verdell, and Verdell is fouled. It's clear that Cairo wants that ball in Verdell's hands when they foul him. They want to send him to the line, as he's been about a 50% free throw shooter today. With 2:51 to play, 54-39, Van Farr ahead. And at the line, Verdell Johnson for his first free throw and missed it short. So they are fouling the right guy, but they took another 10 seconds off the clock, forcing Van Farr to get it to him.
And all things considered, it really doesn't matter if you can't score on the other side of the court.
Hale back into the game. Brockman as well, as Verdell's second free throw is in. He's been shooting at about a 50% clip today. Hale will bring it up for the Bearcats. One-on-one against Verdell by the timeline. Leans over the dribble, swings it right wing, Taylor, and an off-ball whistle. And a foul coming, I believe, on Trey Miller. And they'll get him for a push. That will be the sixth team foul on Van Farr and the third personal on Miller. Colin Wilbert for Van Farr fouled out of the game earlier this quarter. Cairo inbounds, Brockman on the right wing. Lobs it for Davis as his back is to the basket. Turns, puts up a hook shot with the left hand, missed it short. And it'll bounce out of bounds. And the ball goes back to Van Farr with 2:34 to play. And here comes Jack Pruitt into the game for the first time today. And Jaden Warren in as well. Van Farr, the inbounding team. They get a right side for Wilburn. Wilburn still in the backcourt, off to Verdell. And Verdell is hit and fouled by Warren. 2:28 to play, and back to the free throw line is Verdell Johnson. Both these teams actually played at MACC this season. First free throw by Verdell is good. Cairo played back in the holiday shootout. Actually only a half mile from head coach Nick Zanker's house, as he was talking about. Van Farr played at MACC last season in the quarterfinals, where they beat Milan. They beat Milan in the sectionals this season as well. So they are a tough team, beating an undefeated Milan, a previously undefeated Milan this season, as Verdell goes 1-for-2 from the line. 56-39, Van Farr ahead with 2:20 to play here in the game. Cairo with it left to right as Hale will hand it off to Zeke, top of the key, back to Hale on the wing. Tax left to the lane, kicks it back out to Brockman. Now to Hale in the corner, he'll circle the arc to the right. Darts inside to the basket. It's poked out of bounds. And this will be an inbound. Oh, they're going to give him free throws.
Should also mention this, Ben, just looking at Van Farr's roster, there's not a single underclassman on Van Farr's team. So not only are they a veteran group, but all of them were on the state championship team from last year. They've all been here before.
As Hale, it's his first. Yeah, and on the Cairo side, they really only have one senior, and it's Alex Zeke. And he will be a big loss for them, as Hale hits his second, 56-41, as a foul is immediately called. And it'll send Caden Wilburn to the free throw line with 2:08 to play. But if I'm head coach Nick Zanker, if Cairo does end up losing in this one, as they're down 15 with a little over 2 minutes to play, you have a heck of a lot coming back next season. Most of your core, you're just going to lose Alex Zeik.
Yeah, you know, we'll talk about that to him postgame too. But, you know, this Cairo team's not going anywhere, you know.
Free throw missed by Wilburn.
You think about the other starting five, Jacob Davis and Colby Hale will be back for one more year. Even when you then lose them next year, you got Bryce Taylor for two more years. Gage Wilson, just a freshman, doesn't play like it at all. This Cairo team is in a really good spot.
As Wilburn hits one of two from the line, 57-41, as Hale will bring it across midcourt with 2 minutes to play. Crossing over on Verdell. Going over right side, Verdell falls, Hale to the basket, wide open, his layup is good. Verdell looking for that offensive foul, didn't get a call, and a timeout call with a minute 52, 57-43. It's down to a 14-point Van Far lead. And 30-second timeout call. We'll take it with them and be back with more from MACC in the state quarterfinals here on Glory. Hey, 57-43 is the Van Far lead over Cairo. A minute 52 left to play here in the state quarterfinals. Van Far, the inbounding team. Inbound to Wilburn in the backcourt, lobs to Miller. Miller, triple team, ball poke loose on the ground. There's a scrum for it, still loose, a whistle. And out of bounds, Cairo will get it back with a minute 45, down 14. And Zanker putting in some back to his starters as Davis, Taylor, and Hale checking back in. Pretty good defensive effort there by the Bearcats.
Yeah, and you know, credit Cairo for like we mentioned, you know, all but Alex Zeik returning last year. Credit them for staying in it and not giving up, not getting deflated, still trying to make it competitive.
Hale will inbound to Brockman. Top of the key for Brockman. Swings it to Zeik left side, crossing over straight away. Back to Brockman left wing. He'll attack in the lane, lobbing it to Davis. It's taken away by Miller. A great steal by Van Far. And they get it out to Wilburn. Lob, lead pass out. It goes to Miner at the basket. And he'll put down a two-handed dunk. Dylan Miner got behind the defense, and Van Far saw him. Into the corner, Brockman. Three for him. Off front iron and the rebound, Van Far. Into the hands of Verdell, and he's hit and fouled from behind. 59-43. Man, that changed quickly with Cairo having a chance to maybe come back, cutting to the lead to Van Far, forcing a turnover and getting the easy bucket on the other end with a minute 10. And Colby Hale will check out to a applause from the Cairo fans. And at the line again is Verdell Johnson. First free throw is good. He's got nine so far today as Jaden Warren will check back in, and he'll get Alex Zeik, and the senior will check out for the final time. He gets a big hug from head coach Nick Zanker and a hug from Brian Winkler. Cairo fans applauding him. He brought tremendous effort this season. 36 again in that district championship game, 8 three-pointers. He had 21 in the sectionals to lead his team. I mean, what a season for him.
Yeah, you know, it's unfair to speculate where this team would have been had they not had Alex Zeik, but I think it's very safe to say without the addition of Alex Zeik this offseason, they would have not gotten to the state quarterfinals.
He was someone who actually was going to play at Moberly as a freshman. After his freshman year, he moved to Iowa and then came back to Cairo for his senior year. Free throw by Verdell, his second one, missed it. He goes 1 for 2 from the line, and long rebound tracked down by Miner for Van Far, and he's bumped and fouled with a minute 9 to play. And so at the line is Dylan Miner. He is a 47% free throw shooter. knocks down his first. And now hockey substitutions for Van Farr as they put in some of their bench players, and Pat Conway giving his starters hugs as they will most likely move on to their second straight state semifinals. Second free throw, miss from Miner, ball tipped. It's loose on the far side. Hale tries to save it, and he saved it behind his head, and it hit the backboard and went out of bounds, and so the ball back to Van Farr with a minute four remaining.
And this Van Farr team cannot be underrated. Obviously, they're not going to be underrated, the defending state champions, but you cannot look past them. As it would not be surprising to see them go back-to-back with another state championship. They are that good.
Inbound pass tipped out of bounds by Brockman. It will remain with Van Farr, but this is a tough team. We talked about their starting lineup, all over 6 feet. They have Caden Wilburn at 6'2", Miner at 6'6". Van Farr in the corner. I think Cairo at this point is not trying to foul. It's a three-point shot on the way from Riley Culwell. Missed it long and out of bounds, and the rebound, Cairo. 53 seconds, 61-43 is the Van Farr lead. As Warren, give it to Gittemeyer, and a three from Brockman, too hard, and the rebound Van Farr, and he's hitting foul. And as we take a trip to the foul line, we'll take a 30-second break for some ad breaks and be back with more here on Glory 97. So the two free throws were hit by Aiden Lawrence. It'll be Cairo's ball with 41.7 seconds remaining. 62-43 is the Van Farr lead, and it's looking more and more like they're going to be headed to the state semis. Right wing is Pruitt for the Bearcats. Gets it to Alex Prather. Prather trying to drive baseline, loses it and gets it right back. Ball moving around the arc, Jack Pruitt. Into the corner, three-point shot off the top of the backboard by Gittemeyer, out of bounds. And Nick Zanker telling his team not to foul, and with 16 seconds to go, Van Farr will take the 62-43 win and head to its second consecutive state semifinals. They will move to 22-7 on the season. And they just played a tremendous game. We'll take a break and be back with final stats, your player of the game, and final thoughts and coaches' interviews as well. All next. We're back here at MACC. The final score, Van Farr 62-43 over Cairo. Van Farr will go to its second straight state semifinals, and Cairo will fall to 20-8 on the season. Some final stats, and before we get that, we want to say this broadcast is being brought to you by Waters Funeral Home, Jensen Auto Body, Harbison Walker International, County Market, all of Vandalia, Martinsburg Farmers Elevator of Martinsburg, Country View Nursing Facility of Bowling Green, Rawls County Mutual Insurance and Center, Bank of Cairo and Moberly, Ricketts Farm Service of Salisbury, Shelbina, and Cairo, Siders Insurance and Real Estate Agency of Moberly and Madison, Round C Classic Country Barn and Grill of Cairo, and Ryan Robach State Farm Agency of Macon. Your final stats on the Cairo side. They were led in scoring by Jacob Davis, 13 points for the junior. Gage Wilson finished with 8. Isaac Brockman with 2. Colby Hale with 5. Jaden Warren with 2. And Alex Zeich finished with 6 of his own. Those were both three-point shots, by the way. On the Van Farr side, they were led in scoring by Trey Miller, 27, one short of his career high of 28, and he hit 7 three-point shots this afternoon. Caden Wilburn with 13, Verdell Johnson with 9, Colin Wilburn with 6, Verlin Johnson with 4, Dylan Miner with 3, Sam Middleton with 2, and Aiden Lawrence with 2 of his own as well. We have the girls Cairo and Clopton game coming up, but we still are going to talk to Nick Zanker and head coach Pat Conway as well as they try to make their way over to our table. We'll take a break, let them come over, and be back with more coming up on Glory. Welcome back to MACC. We are now talking with Van Farr head coach Pat Conaway. And coach, you guys got the 62-43 win, second straight state semifinals. What did you guys do well to get the win?
Our defense was the key. Of course, you know, helps when you shoot the ball well. But that's what's got us here in this run. You know, it's had a lot of feel last year. You know, no one thought we could beat Milan. And, you know, and then coming in here, you know, with K-Row, you know, who knows what anybody thought. K-Row's 5 miles from here, you know, so you knew you had a tough place to play. But the guys have really bought into the defensive end. And I can't say enough about our schedule, playing the teams we play. You know, a lot of people see, you know, at one point it was 17-7, and all of a sudden now we're, I think, what, 22-7. They see those seven losses, but when three of them are to number four ranked Monroe City in Class 3 and lose at Mexico, lose at Bowling Green in overtime by two, North Cal by three, and, you know, double overtime at their place. You know, we haven't been beat by a Class 2 team or smaller since the middle of January of, you know, last year. So the schedule, the EMO conference, which obviously is well represented. I don't know how Wellsville's doing up in Salisbury. Hopefully they're doing well. But we got three teams in the quarterfinals, so it says a lot about our conference.
Trey Miller, one shy of his career high of 28. What did he bring tonight that just worked for him?
Oh, man, he brought that jumper. That corner J was just on fire, and he's a winner. I mean, he knows how to perform. You know, played all last year with a torn ACL, scores the game winner with, you know, 6 seconds left against Hayti on a spin move on a bum leg. And he's finally getting healthy, and he's been trusting it, and he's been in attack mode. You know, the last probably 10 games, he's probably been anywhere from 19 to 28 in almost all of them. He had one game, the district championship, he had five. But other than that, I mean, he's been incredible. And when he's that good, it makes Fidel better, it makes Berlin better. And Caden has just been solid all year long. And, you know, we got a great group of kids, and, you know, I'm just so proud of him.
Now, you've been here before, going to the state semis again. What's the process going to be like tonight through the rest of the week until you go to Springfield?
Tonight, Coach and I need some sleep, so we're not even going to look at film. We'll see who we play. You know, I don't know what's going on down there. We don't know much about the Deep South down there, so, you know, we'll have to do some contacts and get some film. And then we'll start game prepping. Monday will be about us, and then Tuesday and the rest of the week will be, you know, getting ready for whoever we've got. I'm going to talk to our principal, superintendent, AD, plan on getting on a bus, hopefully early Thursday morning. The schedule actually works better for us this year, playing at 11 o'clock on Friday instead of the 8:30 game and then short turnaround. So hopefully, you know, we'll be used to it. That's one thing. You know, we got a lot of upperclassmen, first time in school history going back-to-back, which is awesome. But we're the only team this year that's going to be back. So we know the drill. So we'll know how it's kind of chaotic and they herd you around like cattle, but we'll be ready, and we'll take care of business, hopefully.
Van Farr head coach Pat Conaway after 62-43 win over K-Row to get to the second straight state semifinals. Coach, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate the coverage and support. Thank you.
And we'll be back in 60 seconds.
The outstanding player of the game is brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Jeff Freeman Agency in Mobley for all your insurance needs, auto, home, and life. We'll give it to Trey Miller, 27 points tonight, a multitude of threes, really help this Van Farr team create some distance and keep that distance. We will take a 30-second break, start previewing our next game between the K-Row Lady Bearcats and the Clompton Lady Hawks in 30 seconds on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com.